Michael and Ken here for A Shot at Business. I just want a beer hot take. No, this is not a full podcast. Yes, we're still bringing you the latest and greatest Business Central news, but this is the type of news that we felt just can't wait until our next full podcast. As everybody seems to know or already should know, the Business Central 2021 Release Wave 1 update has begun rolling out, and we attended a call on this, so we wanted to give you a few tips how to best handle this. So first up, let's talk about the online preview environment. Now, Ken, this is something that I have not known about in the past. I think this is kind of new. It is where if you created a preview environment sandbox to test out the new features, preview environments will automatically be deleted around May 1st, 2021. So you've got 30 days after the initial launch of the Business Central 2021 Release Wave update. Have you heard of this in the past, Ken? I've not heard of this.
No. It seems to me like if you had created a preview sandbox environment in the past, those just kind of got migrated into the new release once it was officially deployed. So, yep, this is new.
Right. That's been my experience too. I thought maybe I was just going a little bit crazy. Maybe I had too much coffee today to where I never realized it. But
maybe you're still drunk from drinking those non-alcoholic beers we had during the last.
I am. Gave me a great high. All right. So let's move on to existing environments. So existing environments, basically, they'll be gradually scheduled for the version 18 update up until around April 15th. This is also new because in the past, what I believe is the versions and the rollouts and everything was pretty much all the way done through the entire month of April. But I like it now that they're putting a time stamp on it where you know that it's around the 15th.
Yeah.
There's also no option to request an earlier update. I didn't know you could do this in the past. Maybe you've heard of that, Ken, but I have not.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So it's a little bit different. Also, once the update is scheduled for your environment because of the COVID pandemic, you now have 60 days to schedule the date that you want it to be installed. So in the past, it had been 30 days, but I guess this is the third consecutive time where it's gone to 60 days. So
yeah, seems reasonable. Seems like a reasonable amount of time.
Definitely. All right, let's see here. So what else do we got here? Preparing for the update. This is a little bit new because you can publish and install your apps on a completely brand new, I don't know if it's a production environment. Is that what you're doing, Ken? Are you copying your environment to another production environment and then testing out your apps and everything like that? Or is it a sandbox environment that you're copying to? Do you know?
You can copy an existing environment to build a new environment. And what's new, and this was just officially deployed in the fall with 2020 wave two, is the fact that you can actually do a preview of your production environment, which includes all your apps in it, in the preview mode. So it allows you, even before the release is officially deployed, you have the ability to go in and make sure that all of your apps and extensions are going to work in advance, right? That's the key. Yeah.
And, you know, another thing which is nice about that is that I believe if you've set up your BC telemetry, you should have already received an email letting you know that your apps are incompatible with the new update. If you have any apps that are incompatible, most are compatible already, but there's still a couple ISVs out there that you know, just haven't been able to update their stuff yet.
Yeah.
Let's see what else. Another quick tip is, go to your feature management page, review the features on there, and before you actually upgrade, test these features and turn them on so that you can actually know, or so that they'll actually be installed with your new update. I like that. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, this is important, an important note, I think. Because you might end up pulling your hair out, right? Like if you create a new preview environment of the new upgrade and you're looking for a new feature. and you go in there and you don't see it. Like, where, you know, there's supposed to be some new fields or some, right, a new button or something, and you're like, what, where is it? Well, that's because certain features are not deployed automatically when you upgrade to a new version. And what this is for, Microsoft's added this new feature management page where you now can go in and you have the opportunity to go in, and when you're ready, you can enable that new feature. And the reason is they did this is just to minimize the disruption or changes that are caused via these upgrades. Right. And it allows customers and end users to decide when and if they want these new features to be deployed in their environment.
Right. Definitely a great feature. Love that one.
Yeah.
All right, on to migration. So Business Central 14, 15, 16, and 17 data will be able to be migrated to BC Online version 18 using the cloud migration tool. However, this migration part from the earlier versions is actually being worked on and enabled right now by Microsoft. And they're saying that you'll be able to do this with the 18.1 release. So basically, if you try to migrate right now, you're not going to be able to, because the only supported migration is from BC 18 to BC, or BC 18 on-prem to BC 18 online. So yeah.
18.1, right? It's basically the first monthly updates. So probably in May.
Yeah.
Just May is probably when like 18.1 will be deployed. So yeah, if you're going from on-premise 14, 15, 16, or 17, you're going to need to wait till at least May to migrate to BC 18 online.
Definitely. And something new that we found out on the call that I did not know in the past is that there is a update rollout state on your Business Central admin page. And what this states is, let's say you've scheduled your update for April 23rd and Microsoft starts doing your update on April 23rd. But some sort of issue arises where there's a conflict, some sort of problem, they're going to let you know in this update rollout state. Don't worry about it. There's no reason to panic. It just means that, you know, there was an issue detected and that Microsoft is actively working on it. And as soon as they take care of the issue, the update will start right again. So not bad. Not bad at all. Do not know if that existed in past versions. If it did, it's not something I personally paid attention to. But not bad. So let's see what else we got here. Another question that on this call that I saw is their performance the same in a sandbox as in a production environment? Mm-hmm, me personally, I assumed that it was. Did you assume anything, Ken?
Well, I should have done a Stump Michael question there. No, I'm aware the production environments have better performance than sandbox environments.
Yeah, I did not know that. So,
yeah, also, we've had users say like they're in a sandbox and they're testing stuff out and they're like, oh, it seems really slow. New version is slow, and it's no, it's not. It's because it's a sandbox. The production environments are allocated more resources.
Nice. And then one last thing that I really want to touch upon is this new update for Business Central version 18. It's not a heavy upgrade like BC version 16 was. So if you actually are experiencing any sort of slowness or whatnot, it's a 99% chance that it's caused by the tenant extensions.
Okay. Your customizations or apps that are installed in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's all I've got for some breaking news. Anything you want to add, Ken? Anything I missed?
Just that there's to verify your extensions are working. There may be a few technical tricks that you got to do, steps to follow, to get your new sandbox environment upgraded quickly. There's a kind of a process that exists that's out there that you can do to make, you know, so that you don't have to wait for like the environment to get updated right away. But there's some technical tricks to doing that. So
I recommend your partner. Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Yeah. I recommend contacting your partner for that.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, there you have it, everybody. I think this is our second hot take. So be on the lookout for more. We'll be bringing you that breaking news with Business Central whenever we get it.
And I'm excited to find out what kind of beer we're going to be drinking next, Michael.
Oh, it's definitely going to have alcohol in it.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to everybody later. Bye.